something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Mario!
On with Mario Lopez.
Halfway through the week, Wednesday edition of On with Mario and Courtney Lopez. Going to be here to hang with you for the next few hours. Plus, we're getting the scoop on MasterChef Junior from Daphne Oss, who's going to be zooming in later.
We'll honor a good deed with the Lopezi Award, serve up some justice in Courtney's court, and so much more. So let's go.
All right, at On with Mario on Twitter, at On with Mario Lopez on IG. Mario and Courtney Lopez here. Been digging through all your messages, DMs, and comments. We love hearing from you. What'd you find, honey?
This is from at JMoo619, and he said, yo, playa, I know you have advanced quite a bit in age numerically, but are you really already having to call your wife to find out your home address?
Okay, at JMoo619. In case people out there aren't familiar with what he's talking about, my wife decided to do a little post about how I asked her for our home address. Mind you, while I was at home. But I only did that because I've been nursing an injury and I'm a little loopy with medication. And I had to answer a text real quick with the address. And for some reason, I had a brain fart and I couldn't remember.
How long have you been in this house?
About a year, and I just couldn't remember for some reason. I got a lot on my mind.
It happens.
You put me on blast. Thanks.
I didn't put you on blast.
What do you mean you didn't put me on blast?
She put you in an IG story.
I put you on IG story blast, which is not majorly blast.
That's pretty major blast.
But it's very relatable because so many people responded to it saying, oh my God, my husband does the same thing, and they laugh. So, you know, I just want them to feel what I feel on a daily basis.
Hit us up on Twitter at On With Mario. And hang on, more Mario Lopez on the way.
Another day, another slew of celebs turning a year older. Mario and Courtney Lopez here. Let's quickly get to today's celeb birthdays. Frazier's going to tell us who's celebrating. We're going to try to guess the age.
Daisy Ridley from the Star Wars movies. Was she in Rogue One? I don't know.
No.
I haven't seen any of them.
She's not.
Me neither. Don't know who this is. So she's 30.
No, Daisy's got to be a little older. I'm going to say she's 33.
32. One off. Haley Joel Osment from The Sixth Sense.
Happy
your doppelganger.
Birthday,
Silicon Valley. Doesn't look anything like me.
Haley, you guys are twins, basically.
Nope.
Haley Joel's got to be 46 now.
45.
36. Is he really?
Yep.
Damn. What the hell?
Babyface, who got fired from Anita Baker's tour.
Which is.
And then you know what? He still has a baby face. He is 54.
No. Babyface got to be at least 64.
65.
1 year, gosh!
Mario Lopez will be right back.
Mario Lopez here, busy day on the internet. Let's break down what's trending with producer Frazier.
Yeah, quite a bit of buzz you may want to check out, including Suki Waterhouse sharing the first photo of her baby with Robert Pattinson. Pharrell Williams, find out everything we know about the surprise album he dropped on his birthday. And will there ever be a Happy Gilmore 2? Well, Adam Sandler has dropped a hint. And you can see what that's all about right now at onwithmario.com.
All right, so that's what's up. Let's get back to the music.
You are on with Courtney and Mario Lopez. We're just a few songs away from getting Daphne Oz on Zoom. She joins us to talk new season of MasterChef Junior, which just premiered. Back with Daphne Oz in 10, so hang on.
What's up, y'all? Mario Courtney Lopez joining us on Zoom, judge and mentor for MasterChef Junior, Daphne Oz. How are you, Daphne?
I'm doing well. How about you guys?
Well, thank
you. We're doing great. MasterChef Junior is back, and I just think these kids are so adorable. And the new season just premiered. So how is the competition looking so far?
Well, yes, I'm fairly certain everyone is going to fall in love with every single one of these kids. They are the cutest. Technically they're allowed to be 8 to 13, but I'm pretty sure the oldest is only 12 this year. And when I tell you they're going to throw down in this kitchen, they are going to be cooking with ingredients they've never used before. They're going to be, making their own pasta and deboning fish and just doing things that if your parents, like, you can't even imagine your children doing at home, especially at these young ages. I think it's just this season, especially, you're getting to have, because of Zoom and things like this, we were able to interview kids all across the country. So you were getting such a cast of characters, kids who've never left home before. Literally the first time they are leaving home is to be on national television on Fox. So I think it feels so real. It feels so relatable. And yet, you're watching them cook with things, most families are not cooking with at home. So to see them kind of struggle through that and come out on the other side that much more confident and engaged and loving to cook and loving to eat and proving that kids are up for the challenge in many ways. And maybe we need to give them a little more credit where credit's due. I think it's just beyond.
Well, our kids need to step it up.
Well, I need to step it up. I can't even find ingredients at the grocery store when I'm looking at a new recipe. It's embarrassing.
All right, Daphne, we'll hang on. A few more songs, and then we're going to have more with MasterChef Junior's Daphne Oz.
Woo!
Let us know what you think on Twitter at On With Mario. More Mario Lopez coming up.
Talking MasterChef Junior with Daphne Oz. You're on with Mario and Courtney Lopez. And Daphne, I'm just curious, are these kids sons of chefs, or how did they get into cooking at such a young age? Because that's not something that you just sort of stumble across.
Totally. I mean, that's what's kind of amazing. We do have one contestant one is a restaurant owner and one whose parent is a chef. We've one who's been cooking in barbecue competitions since they were 3 or 4.
Wow.
But then you have other kids who, cook the shrimp they pull out of the bay themselves, or cook the, elk that is on their North Dakota ranch. It's just like there's such a wide, wide range of interests and where that background of loving to cook comes from. I don't know about you guys. I grew up cooking with my mom and my grandma at their elbow. I knew that the kitchen was the heart of the home. I knew it's where all the good gossip was. I knew it's where I had to be if I wanted to be in the mix. And I think a lot of our kids are just drawn to being a part of the love that happens around a family table and around a mealtime. And that's probably where their love started. And then they're fearless. Like if you teach them a new technique, they're going to go in and try it immediately. There's no, what if I don't do it right? There's none of that trepidation around not being perfect, which I think is very inspiring for adults and kids alike.
Getting the scoop on the new season of MasterChef Junior from Daphne Oz, Mario Courtney Lopez here. And we were just talking about kids cooking and how our kids need to step it up. And I will say this, because our kids can make little omelets and scramble some eggs. Whenever our son does cook himself or himself little eggs, he'll eat everything. Mm-hmm. So if you have kid that's a picky eater, if he can cook it, he's now motivated to want to finish it. Have you noticed that? He cooks it and he finishes everything.
I mean, I've only seen him make it one time. But
I've seen him make it a couple.
He finished it that one time.
No, I've seen him make it a couple times. I've seen him make it a couple times with Grammy. And he finished because he asked, Dad, can I make it? I said, okay. And then I saw him finish everything. So yeah.
No, that's great. That's great. I know when I'm cooking, which is rare, I eat as I go along and then I don't want to eat the dinner. Mm. Are you like that as well?
Yes, of course, because you're so hungry by the time you actually start cooking that, of course, you're snacking as you go along. And I think, the technique I was sort of like shown by a friend is to put out a little crudité platter, being, cut up all your veggies and put your hummus out or your yogurt dip. Or even your ranch dressing. Sometimes I'll make a homemade ranch and just leave it in the fridge. And that way I have it throughout the week. And because it's not just me that's snacking while I'm cooking, it's also my kids snacking while I'm cooking. And if I'm, making this meal, you all better sit down and eat together.
Exactly. Well, Daphne Oz is with us talking MasterChef Junior. We're going to have more with her coming up. But first, let's get back to the music. Mario Courtney Lopez, Master Chef Junior's Daphne Oz is hanging on Zoom. And Daphne, we were just talking about the difficulties of a distraction-free family meal. So what's your secret?
I had this epiphany. A friend of mine told me that she was doing this with her kids. And I was like, oh, does it really make that big a difference? And it really does. I have four kids. We scatter after school. It's crazy. They're going to four different activities. It's absolute madness. So when we get to sit down for a family meal together, I light candles. And when I tell you eating by candlelight, it sounds insane. I know. But just go with me. Try it. Put a candlestick in a bag of rice and just like see what happens when there's that sort of like quiet moment that's set by it. People don't have their cell phones out. They're not freaking out about things. They just settle into the moment. And it really has made such a difference in sort of giving us that solidity of the family meal that I was craving at the end of the day when it, you know, when we're able to sit down together.
I too like candles and I appreciate what you're saying. However, we have a 4-year-old that's obsessed with blowing out candles. So every time
well,
we light it,
you have little
he
ones.
He blows
yeah.
it out all the time. And when we go to restaurants,
he does it at restaurants.
Yes.
The
and
waiters
then he keeps us to want us lighting
the waiters
it.
Waiters get mad.
They get mad because he keeps blowing them out. We have to keep buying.
But does he make a wish every time?
No.
So many wishes.
Well, Daphne, thanks so much. It's been great catching up with you and everyone. Please be sure to catch Daphne Oz in the new season of MasterChef Junior. Monday nights on Fox. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys.
OnWithMario.com for more. Mario Lopez returns in a moment.
Mario Courtney Lopez here. We got something new in our inbox. This is from Melinda Wedlaufer.
I'd love to hear you play Mine by Kelly Clarkson.
I love that song. Good request.
Yes, Melinda. Thank you so much. We're going to get that in the mix for you. And listen, if you got a question or a comment, ask us directly with the talkback button. It's at the bottom of your iHeartRadio app.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways I imagine you haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Margaret Atwood, Questlove, Cate Blanchett, and Oscar Isaac. If that sounds like a varied group of people, it's because it is. I always wanted to make a show where one week we could sit with a politician like Beto O'Rourke, the next an author like Min Jin Lee, or TV titans like Bill Hader and Quinta Brunson. Basically, this is a podcast driven by curiosity and an abundance of research. Conversations where people actually start to sound like people. In recent weeks, I sat with Dan Levy, Ava DuVernay, Benny Safdie, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I hope to see you there.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso, I invite an artist, writer, or politician to come to the table and speak from the heart in ways I imagine you haven't heard from them before. Some of my favorites are with Tom Hanks, Margaret Atwood, Questlove, Cate Blanchett, and Oscar Isaac. If that sounds like a varied group of people, it's because it is. I always wanted to make a show where one week we could sit with a politician like Beto O'Rourke, the next an author like Min Jin Lee, or TV titans like Bill Hader and Quinta Brunson. Basically, this is a podcast driven by curiosity and an abundance of research. Conversations where people actually start to sound like people. In recent weeks, I sat with Dan Levy, Ava DuVernay, Benny Safdie, and the editor of The New Yorker, David Remnick. You can listen to Talk Easy with Sam Fragoso on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. I hope to see you there.
Mario Courtney Lopez here. What holiday are we celebrating today on April 10th?
This is for you, Frazier, you and Haley Joel Osment. It is National Siblings Day.
We have different last names.
Hey, shout out to my sister Marisa and your brother and sister Damian and Gina.
That's right.
My actual brother and sister, Joseph and Melissa.
Joseph and Melissa.
Yes.
All right. National Siblings.
Not and Haley Joel.
If mine would only call me, that would be great. You're on Mario Lopez. Every week we celebrate someone who's done a good deed. Today, it's not just one person. It's all the stores that allow you to round up your change for charity. Because of that, donations are up 24% since 2020. $749 million was raised in 2022 through those point-of-sale donations. The average donation is just 44 cents. That is so cool. That is obviously a significant amount of money, and you wouldn't think, you know, a couple quarters might make a difference, but boy, it does. That's awesome.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
Mario Lopez here, my wife Courtney. Looking forward to seeing Meghan Trainor this fall with Natasha Bedingfield and Paul Russell. Just announced a new album, too, Timeless. That's coming out June 14th.
You can get all the info at onwithmario.com. Okay, little boo things, let's get to the music.
Mario Courtney Lopez here with some quick buzz. One of the biggest names on YouTube coming to streaming, Mr. Beast, has teamed up with Amazon for Beast Games.
The prize is $5 million, Whoa. The largest single payout in TV history. Details, of course, are under wraps, but apparently 1,000 contestants will take part.
Y'all, Mario Courtney Lopez and Evander Pump Ruler is expanding her pie.
On with Mario, Hollywood Buzz.
So congrats to Lala Kent from Vanderpump Rules. She announced she's expecting baby number two. Wait a minute. Who's the daddy?
No daddy.
No daddy in the picture?
You don't need a man. No, there's no daddy in the picture. She got a donor, which she had talked about openly, wanting to do that to give her daughter Ocean a sibling. And she turns three this month, her daughter.
Wow, that's a bold move when you don't have a father present and you're bringing yet another child. That's a lot of responsibility. All right, you go, Lala. Good luck.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
You're on Mario Lopez. Let's quickly touch on everything else that people are talking about. Producer Fraser is here with what's trending.
Yeah, there's a couple things you may want to read up on. Justin and Hailey Bieber responding to rumors of a split yet again. Paul McCartney has reacted to Beyonce's Blackbird cover. You can see his thoughts on that and find out why Mark Summers is upset with the producers of Quiet on Set.
Go deeper on all those topics on withmario.com. What up, Mario? Courtney Lopez here with some quick buzz for you. Rooney Mara is pregnant with her second child with Joaquin Phoenix. Look at that. The two already have a three-year-old boy named River, named after his late brother,
of course. That's so sweet. They're pretty private, though, about their relationship. It was actually a director who spilled the beans about their first kid back in 2020. So
good for them. Congrats. Yo, I'm Mario Courtney Lopez. It's time to dish out some common sense justice. All rise. Courtney's court is now in session. So this one comes from at ShannaW99, and they say, after doing some genetic testing, I learned that my brother and I are half siblings. My mother doesn't want him to know, but I feel like it's something I should tell him. What do you say? Ooh, we're getting heavy today.
Ooh, this is I think you need to talk to someone who has a degree.
This isn't a family court.
You have a degree, honey, in familyomics.
Wow. You know, I have a couple different opinions. So I don't think this is your place to tell him. I think it's your mom's place. Why she doesn't want him to know, I don't know. However, on the flip side, I do think he should know for genetic purposes, as far as illnesses and things that had run in the father's family and whatnot, just so he's aware when he's older, things that he could be prone to. This is very, very wow. I don't know what to say.
I agree. I think you were right. Your instincts
I didn't
right.
tell him what to do. I didn't tell him what to do. No, Those are my two opinions.
I think your instincts are right. Initially, you got to let mom handle this one. You don't want to cause a rift between your mom and your brother, and then you're just causing problems in due time.
So maybe you talk to your mom about telling her about option two that I said, because he needs to know for health purposes and if he has kids and whatnot. But man,
good luck.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
Mario Lopez here with my wife, Courtney. We've had some real cool guests on the show recently. My boy, Rob Lowe, talking about his Footloose audition that went awry from the 80s. That was fun.
Or Kingsley Benadire talking about how he learned the songs for the Bob Marley biopic. Hey. You can hear these conversations, including everything we are talking about while the music was playing. That's fun, I'm going to tell you. Head over to onwithmario.com.
Mario Lopez here, and I don't know if you caught this yet, but Machine Gun Kelly is changing his name. From now on, just call him MGK. Does it still stand for Machine Gun Kelly? I'm confused. His birth name is Colson Baker, which is kind of a cool birth name. I would have gone with Colson Baker. It's kind of a cool birth name. You didn't need an alias when you got a cool name like Colson Baker. Oh, man, missed opportunity. All right, let's get back to music. I'm Mario Courtney Lopez, quickly squeezing in one last thing. Wanted to mention this because we saw it a while back now. You know, the Lopez's love to watch themselves a documentary. And we saw Oxygen's Selena and Yolanda about Selena, the infamous pop star, mm-hmm. who was tragically murdered at the age of 23, so young, and Yolanda Saldivar, who killed her. It was a two-part doc, and I can't believe Yolanda agreed to do this and her family, because basically, and I'm not trying to give anything
away.
Well,
she's coming up on parole.
She's coming up on
parole. Which is why she wanted to talk.
Actually, you're right, honey. She's coming up on parole, and she's trying to paint a very different picture, saying not everything you saw is what it seems. Selena was having an affair. She was holding all her secrets, and her father was very controlling and threatening her. They were slashing her tires, so she had a gun to protect herself. And when Selena went to go beg her to not quit, she accidentally shot her.
As Selena was walking
She was walking out the door.
So her back was turned.
And her back was turned. Oops. And as a witness, heard her call her the B word. Mind you, she said, and so I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, did she think this was going to help her in any case? Made me just like hate her more, to be quite honest, she finds us that ignorant.
Well, yeah, no, she's trying to play all of you so she can get out.
Right.
Right. And I also think, too, she's fearful of getting out. Because
correct repercussions,
and so she's trying to paint this kind of picture to say, like, please don't. It's basically saying, please don't hurt me,
because the head of her fan club might kill her.
Exactly.
Wow, the whole thing was just bizarre.
More Mario Lopez coming up.
All right, I am out of here. Back tomorrow with more music and fun. So let's keep the hits coming. Mario Lopez here saying salut
on Ow. With Mario Lopez.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.